it was a really good opportunity for businesses to meet with some of the policymakers and discuss some of their priorities for the upcoming budget. Maybe to flag a couple of areas of the topics of discussion. So there was quite a lot on capacity pressures within the Irish economy, so things that are leading to higher business costs, placing a lot of pressure on businesses, pinch points in the delivery of infrastructure, energy and water, shortages within services, the need to fund ongoing education and make sure that we have a skilled labour force. So lots of issues that are of mutual interest both to businesses and to Ireland as a whole.
And what was the feedback from the elected representatives that were present? Were they willing to take on board what was being outlined?
I think it was a very constructive briefing. So I suppose there's a wide understanding at the moment that, look, Ireland's just come through quite a difficult few years in terms of both the pandemic and then a war in Europe kicking off an inflation and an energy crisis. And understandably, what we've seen on the back of that over the last couple of years is very specific spending to deal with those challenges in recent budgets. Unfortunately, that means that some longer-term strategic issues like adequately funding infrastructure and investing in the future have had to take a backseat. And so I suppose the reception from the TDs in attendance was, quite understanding of that. I think it's a wide topic of discussion at the moment. But this budget is a very good opportunity, and Ireland is very well placed financially to start looking at those longer-term strategic issues.
And it's important now that the pressure remains on, that these issues are addressed and we do have supports that are delivered, particularly here in the Northwest.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Look, I think there probably isn't a region or a county within Ireland that isn't facing some of these pressures. I outlined a few of them there. We are starting to see movement in some areas, but in terms of the upcoming budget, and we'll see the outcome of that in the next couple of days, I suppose the business message is we've really got to start actively addressing some of these areas. It's an issue both for businesses and households, really. There isn't a region of the country that isn't impacted by a lot of these shortages, and we really need to start seeing some movement.